Hi, my name is Joe, Alpha Alpha 8 Tango Alpha. This is an audio presentation that is intended to go alongside with a slideshow, and both are designed as an introduction to advising for new advisors to the CW Academy. The agenda includes a welcome, a review of the class levels that we offer, the student sign-up process, the advisor sign-up process, how class assignments work, the in-class experience, what happens at the end of a semester, and who to contact if you have any questions. At the bottom right of each slide is a number, and I will refer to these numbers as we go along. Let's start with slide 2. On behalf of the CW Operators Club and the CW Academy, we greatly appreciate that you are offering to volunteer your time and talents to help people learn Morse code and improve their CW proficiency. We typically train hundreds of students every semester, with students representing many parts of the world, various age groups, various backgrounds, and a variety of goals in their minds. Despite the fact that most of the world no longer requires a Morse code exam in order to get an amateur radio license, interest in CW remains high. You might find it instructive to ask your students what brings them to your class and what they hope to get out of it. There are a lot of different answers. By helping these students, you are keeping CW alive and helping CW Ops to bring in new members. Many students become advisors themselves. Of course, even if a student never becomes a member of CW Ops, if they enjoy CW, then everybody has benefited. Turning to slide 3. What does it take to be an advisor? The biggest thing is a genuine interest in CW and wanting to help people learn. A few hours a week is usually all that is needed on your part. A willingness to share your passion for CW operating, the desire to help people overcome any problems they may encounter along the way as a student, and a willingness to celebrate their successes. Perhaps you have been a student and have seen these and other qualities in your advisors and have been inspired to do the same. Slide 4. CW Academy currently offers classes at 4 levels. You may have seen at one time that we had 3 levels and that their names were different. The beginner level, which used to be called Level 1, is designed for people with no background in Morse code. Some students who sign up for this class have had previous experience with CW and may have passed a Morse code test in the past to get a license. If they did not use CW on the air, they probably forgot a lot of what they once knew. The beginner class emphasizes that each Morse character has a distinct sound and is not composed of smaller sounds. Character speeds of 20 words per minute or higher are used to drive this point home. Students will be introduced to common on-air operating techniques. Sending is considered an important part of learning, and they will be expected to spend a good bit of time with sending. Students are also introduced to head copy skills in the beginner class. Slide 5. The basic class is fairly new and was briefly called Level 2 Prep. It was created because some advisors noted that students coming into an intermediate class had difficulty quickly identifying characters. The basic class places heavy emphasis on developing instant character recognition and also places much emphasis on clear sending. Students will practice with short words and become more comfortable with picking up parts of QSO exchanges. Slide 6. The intermediate class, formerly Level 2, is where students receive an intense introduction to head copying. Throughout the CW Academy, from beginner through advanced, students are encouraged to hear CW using just their ears. In the intermediate class, this concept is extended to hearing words as sounds and not relying so much on hearing individual letters and piecing them together. In this class, students should be encouraged to make on-air contacts through contest or other non-contest activities. Students are encouraged to learn how to copy short phrases in their heads. Slide 7. The advanced class, formerly level 3, takes intermediate skills to a higher level with increased speed, contesting skills, hearing longer exchanges, learning copy from behind skills, and becoming much more comfortable with CW operating. Students who successfully complete this class should be at a point where they could be nominated for CW Ops membership. Slide 8. Let's briefly discuss how students sign up for classes. This has changed recently. The slide shows the URL that students start at and shows the minimum requirements that they will need to take a class. It is hard to overemphasize the importance of consistent practice. Without that, no fancy key or anything else will help them. Slide 9 shows a summary of each class to give them some idea what they are all about. Slide 10. Students might wonder, what class should I sign up for? If they are coming out of a recent CW Academy class, their advisor has hopefully given them some guidance on which class to take. There are short audio clips that they can listen to and help them to decide. These clips are intended for students to listen to with their eyes closed, listen to them once, and then decide whether they could mostly follow along. Slide 11. A few notes about the sign-up process. Students must always sign up to take any class. They will not be automatically enrolled in a class after completing one. This also applies to students who withdraw from a class for whatever reason. Students who sign up are placed into an available pod or list from which they can be moved to a class assignment. We tell students that classes are usually held in evenings. Some students will sign up for a time zone that does not match where they live in order to take a class at a different time than their local evening. After signing up, a student will get an acknowledgement email thanking them for signing up and re-emphasizing the requirements of classes. Slide 12. We show the advisor sign-up here, which is similar in a few ways to the student process. Advisors must register for every semester that they wish to advise. One way to do that is to use the sign-up URL shown on slide 12. Another way is to fill out an end-of-semester student evaluation, which we will discuss later. Class assignments for students and advisors are made based on the class level and time zone of the students and advisors. As is the case for students, some advisors wish to lead a class that is not in their early evening, so they will sign up with a different time zone. For example, an advisor in the North American West Coast area may want to have classes in the late afternoon, and so will sign up for an East Coast time zone where the time would be early evening. Slide 13. Approximately 6 weeks before a semester starts, students in the available pod will be sent an email asking them if they still wish to be in a class. They can click on one of three links in response. Those that click the first link, the one that says that they wish to be added, are then moved to the Ready to Assign pod. These students have been pre-confirmed and should save the advisor time trying to get those confirmations. Slide 14. Approximately 3 weeks before the start of a semester, each advisor who has signed up for a semester will receive an email similar to the one shown. There will be five, or however many students you signed up for, showing contact information for each. At this point, please email them and welcome them to your class. You should have your schedule set, and it should be clear as to the days and times, including time zones. If you use UTC, make sure that the day of the week is correct. Slide 15. Relisting the class requirements that they have already seen is fine. Many advisors introduce themselves, list the requirements and their schedule. Then they state that if the student cannot meet any of these requirements, they should immediately respond back. Let your students know that you need to hear back quickly, perhaps within 48 or 72 hours. Always give them a deadline. Many students can accept text messages, and this sometimes helps to get a response one way or the other. Calling them might help, but many people do not answer calls from someone that they do not know. If a student responds affirmatively, click the confirm link. If the student declines, you have two choices. The replace link means that you would like to receive another student to try. These are usually sent within 24 hours if there are any available. The no link means that you do not wish to receive a replacement student. A tip is to save these emails because if a student withdraws after a class begins, you can click either the replace or the no link to update our student database. Slide 16. Some advisors do a two-part introduction. The first part is designed to quickly welcome them to a class, who you are, their requirements, and your schedule. After confirming and filling out your class, you can send another email to them with a list of their names and email addresses for their own reference, information on their study materials, and other things you expect from them. If you expect them to make a certain number of on-air contacts, use certain training age, such as Rough ZXP or Morse Runner, or you would like them to pair up for practicing, this would be a good time to list those. The links on the slideshow where the homework assignments and other materials that the students might need can also be found. If you have documents or other information to share, include that in your message. Slide 17. It is time for your classes to begin. Many advisors have orientation sessions via Zoom or whatever meeting program you are using in order to introduce everybody, check for audio or other issues, and for you to summarize the class. Either during the orientation or early in the semester would be a good time to review the goals you have for your students. This is a way for them and you to know whether they have made sufficient progress to complete the class. We are called advisors for a good reason. There is not enough time for you to teach them everything they will need to know during your in-class sessions. The students will need to practice and are really teaching themselves. Your job as an advisor is to encourage them to keep trying, spot problem areas that they may not be aware of, help them to overcome any issues they may be facing, answer questions that they may have about the practice material or whatever else they may wonder about, offer fun games or exercises to reinforce what they are learning and to keep them on track. Slide 18. Bad habits are difficult to break, so try different things to see if they have started to develop any. Some advisors find that asking students to log things such as practice time, what they did, and how they are doing is a good way for them to have some accountability. Students usually respond well to encouragement, and even if they are struggling, they usually are having at least some small successes, so that can be emphasized. Having students root for and help each other can be a big help. There are exercises that can be done during classes, such as the hardware store or build a word or sentence game that can be played. Some advisors have placed documents describing these in the files area of the CWA Advisors section of groups.io. Try to get them enthused about getting on the air. Perhaps they could meet you or each other on the air. Perhaps they could meet students from other classes on the air. Slide 19. When your class is nearing an end, here are some things to keep in mind. The CW Academy does not have a universal final exam. Some advisors do that, but many consider the body of work that the student did throughout the semester. This is where it is helpful to have goals so that the students know how they are doing and you have a way of judging them. Many students can accurately judge themselves. You might consider how close they are to reaching these goals. Can they get there with a few more weeks of practice? You and they can look at the exercises at the next higher level and see how they might do with those. It is important that students should know what they had successes with and the things that they can work on to improve. Try to keep them encouraged to continue trying. Just because the class is over does not mean that they cannot have fun with what they have learned. Many training aids are designed to help them get better after a class is over. Slide 20. Around the end of a semester, you will receive an email with a list of students that the system thinks were in your class. If there is a student missing, please contact one of the managers listed on the last slide. This email will have links for each student where you can indicate whether they completed a class, did not successfully complete, or were not in the class. It should be pointed out that in order for a student to sign up for another class, you must complete the survey. After you have done this for all of your students, you will be able to go to a page where you can register for the next semester's class if you would like to do so. Slide 21. This shows a link that lists the contact information of the CW Academy managers. Please feel free to contact any of them if you have any questions or problems. Please also remember that there is a dedicated email list of advisors, and there is a tremendous collection of experience there that you can take advantage of. Once again, we express our sincere thanks to you for helping us train the next generation of CW operators. You are providing a very valuable and worthwhile service. We hope that you have students who embrace yours and our learning methods and have fun. This is Joe, Alpha Alpha 8, Tango Alpha, 73.